Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and tradition which has been transmitted and passed down to us from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is interesting because it is concerned with the criterion by means of which we can understand that Allah wants and desires good for a community. We have many hadiths which have been related and passed down to us regarding what happens when Allah wants good for an individual, right? For example, it's been mentioned in the hadith that فَقَّهَهُ فِي الدِّينِ, God, when He wants good for a person, He makes him knowledgeable of religion, makes him aware of his own faults, makes him abstain from the world. Right? These are some of the signs of, that by means of which a person can, kind of ascertain that Allah wants and desires to lead him to good and to his felicity. But sometimes it can be hard to distinguish that Allah intends to lead a community towards its feliciousness, to its sa'adat, its goodness in this world and in the hereafter. Right? So how can we ascertain whether this is so? The reason why this is difficult is that a community is made up of a number of different individuals, right? Not just one individual, so therefore it makes it a little bit more difficult to ascertain it because we have to take a lot of different people and individuals into account. Fortunately, we have a hadith, narrative from the Prophet, which kind of alludes to a criterion by means of which we can distinguish this intention that God has regarding the goodness for the community. Prophet ﷺ said, when Allah wants good for a community, He increases their scholars and decreases their ignorant ones. So one of the signs by means of which we can ascertain whether Allah intends to, give a certain community, a group of people good, is that their number of scholars, of learned people in that community increases. The literate people there, the people who study and who are knowledgeable, about matters, they increase. And ignorance amongst that community decreases. One might say that, literacy is kind of a sign that Allah, he loves this community, he desires this nation, he's fond of them. In continuation, the Prophet said, so when the scholar speaks, He finds supporters, right? So the more that the number of literate people and knowledgeable people increase in the community, when a scholar speaks, those people understand and they accept his words. But when the ignorant one speaks, he is defeated. And when, and conversely, when an ignorant person speaks, invites those people towards evil or unbecoming acts, people, reject him and disapprove of him, right? This is a good sign that Allah, He loves this community and He's fond of them. He intends to lead that community towards success and sa'adat in this world and in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the sign of Allah's desire for good for a community in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد